Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We're taking for the past couple of weeks, we believe that we're living in the end of all things, in the last days, the last of the last days. We've been talking about that. You can go back on at billybrim.org and catch up with us for the past 2 weeks. But we're taking Peter's instructions, 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand. Well, we know it is. And then the Bible tells us, the Holy Ghost did through the mouth of Peter, what to do. Number one, be sober. That means sound-minded. Number two, watch. We saw how we watch and we see where we are in God's timetable. We watch the end time prophecies come to pass. But we also put up a watch against the devil. We know that constant victory over him is constant watchfulness. And then we come to number three. And the Word of God gives this above everything else to be ready for the last days. Above anything you can do, Peter says, verse 8, above all things have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. Above all things, have fervent love. Well, now Peter had been there when the Lord Jesus Christ gave to them, just before he went to the cross, he began to talk to them about new covenant realities. And he said to them in John, this is recorded in the book of John chapter 13, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. You love one another. So our law in the church is love one another as Jesus loved us above everything else. Most Christians know this. They know they're supposed to do it. But sometimes they don't know how. How to walk in love. To me, just a commandment to do it is not enough. There has to be a how-to. And thank God I learned the how-to yesterday. I did. I learned how to walk in love. And I can tell you. And I can tell you that when I learned how to do it, how to walk in love, it came as a revelation to me. It came in an instant that I was not walking in love. And in that same instant, that same time, the Lord showed me how I could walk in love through the teaching of Kenneth E. Hagin. Now, I told you yesterday that I was called to preach as a girl, a little girl. The denomination I grew up in said that women couldn't teach. By the leading of God, in 1967, during the charismatic renewal, charismatic move, whatever you want to call it, it was a great move of God, the Lord got me into a meeting in 1967 April where Brother Kenneth E. Hagin was teaching denominational people that God told him were coming. You should read the book, The Flower Garden Vision, in his book, I Believe in Visions. The Lord had told him that he was going to visit anyone with a hungry heart and that he was going to call denominational people and they were going to be walking in the fullness of the Spirit. Brother Hagin was to meet them on neutral grounds. So he met us there at 1029 North Utica. God got me to the meeting. I told you about it yesterday. And there I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. 3 years later, in 1970, I came to work for Brother Hagin. Now, I gave you a little bit of my background that I was brought up in a very good Christian home. The Christian home I was brought up in had on either side of it generations of serving the Lord. On my daddy's side, they were Pentecostal and holiness. On my grandmother's side, they were Nazarene and Baptist. And so I had a really good upbringing. My mother taught me about Jesus. All my little stories were about Jesus. I knew him. I loved Bible school, Sunday school, church. And I went to church camps, Falls Creek Baptist Assembly. I went to all the GA camps. I went to the assembly when all of the people would come, the big assembly down there. And I did everything I knew to put my hand to serve the Lord. I played piano in mission churches. I even loved training in them where we had little parts that we would give. And so even though I wasn't fully serving the Lord in when I came in 1967 to that meeting at Brother Hagin's, I wasn't preaching the gospel like I've been called to do, but I wasn't not loving God. I loved Him with all my heart. I wanted my children to know the Lord. I brought them up in church and Sunday school just like I'd been brought up. I played the piano, taught in the junior department. In 1970, so you can see when I came to work for Brother Hagin as editor of publications, one of the first books that I did was The Woman Question. And there was a lot of bad teaching, heavy submission teaching against women being able to do anything. And Brother Hagin taught the truth of the Word of the Bible on, yes, God uses women. And as I was working in my office typing that book, it seemed like a presence came in there. And I was crying over my typewriter. I bent down my head over it and I said, "Oh Lord, you mean I can do what you called me to do and not get in trouble at the judgment seat of Christ?" Then I heard in my spirit, it was either the voice of the Holy Spirit, it might have been an angel, might have been Jesus, I don't know. But I heard it so plainly. He said, "Yes, you can. And one day you're going to leave here and you're going to preach the gospel around the world. But right now, you don't know anything much. And you don't know much. Right now, you don't know much. And this is your Bible school." So sitting under Kenneth E. Hagin from 1970 on, that was my Bible school. What a Bible school that was. As I listened to his teachings and put them into books. And we didn't have Rhema. We didn't graduate the first Rhema class until 1975. So already for 5 years, I'd been sitting there listening to him by the time we graduated that class and then listening to Brother Hagin. So when I first went to work for Brother Hagin, another book that he was going to write, because to him, to Brother Hagin, the most important thing for us, the last sermon I heard him preach, in fact, was when he was almost 87 years old. He said, "What have you done with love? God's going to require of you, what have you done with love?" So I'm always saying what I think is the greatest thing Brother Hagin taught me, the integrity of the Word. He taught me that the Word of God was God speaking to me, that he'd written down his thoughts on paper, that I could think them after him. And whatever the Word said, I could believe it. I could believe it in my heart, confess it with my mouth. I could have it in my life. He taught us about faith. Mark 11, 23 and 24 taught us how to walk in the Spirit. And walking in the Spirit is walking in love because God is love. But I think one of the most valuable things I learned from him, and how do I rate them? They're all God things, is how to walk in love. I saw him do it. Now, early on when I worked for him, he said, "I'm going to teach a seminar on how to walk in love, and you're going to make a book out of it." Well, I felt very qualified to do this. After all, I hadn't been baptized in the Holy Spirit but 3 years, but my goodness, I had been born again 23 years. So, and I'd been brought up in church, you know, and really I was kind of a person who, at that time, I probably had a lot of pride about me, religious pride, you might say. And so I got ready to go to that seminar, got my steno pad, and felt quite able to put that down. I felt I was a person who walked in love. But when Brother Hagin got up to teach on walking in love, it wasn't long till I found out that I was not walking in love, but I found out, thank God, in the same seminar how to do it. Brother Hagin taught it almost as if they were steps that you could follow. And the first thing he says is, when the Bible tells us to walk in love and that that's our law, it is not talking about natural human love. Natural human love can be very selfish, he said, and shallow. Natural human love can stand up at an altar and swear before God to remain true to each other and then go to the divorce court. And Brother Hagin made a statement. He said, two Christians walking in the God kind of love, walking in divine love, have never been to a divorce court. Now, he said, I didn't say that Christians had not been to a divorce court, but not two people walking in divine love. It's impossible. Divine love, the God kind of love, Brother Hagin said. Now, here's how you can do it. And I want you to understand, he said, that I'm not talking about natural human love. Natural human love is selfish. Natural human love can say, like my husband used to say about our girls, there's no man good enough for my daughters. And natural human love thinks that you can think you have natural human love for your children, but there's a whole lot of what you might call pride in it. And so Brother Hagin said, the kind of love I'm going to teach you about and how you can walk in it is the divine love. It is the God kind of love. It is like God, for God is love. And then he gave the steps. Number one, they came like steps to me. Be born again. Be born again. Only the children of God, only the sons of God, can walk in the God kind of love. They are the only ones that God himself, who is love, lives inside them. Number two, know Romans 5:5. Know Romans 5:5. What does Romans 5:5 say? Romans 5:5 says that the love of God, the God kind of love, is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. So for the children of God, at the moment of their new birth, when all things become new, the moment you are born again, the moment I was born again, the Holy Ghost took the God kind of love and shed it abroad in my spirit, in my heart. All things become new, it said. When a man is in Christ, when he's born again, all things become new. But it's things on the inside. Man is a spirit, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He is a spirit. He has a soul, mind, will, and emotions, but he lives in a body. When you're born again, according to Romans 5:5, the love of God, the God kind of love, is shed abroad in your spirit by the Holy Ghost. It's not in your head. It's not in your body. It's in your spirit. And you can walk in that kind of love when you learn how to release it. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about how you can walk in love. This is Billy Brim. You can go and get caught up with us on our, we've been talking about living in the last days and what to do, what Peter said and the Bible said to do about it. Go to billybrim.org, listen to our archived radio programs, or call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri to get in touch with us. We always want to hear from you out here at Prayer Mountain, and if you can, enclose an offering for the radio work. That's really important to us now. We appreciate your being there, and tomorrow we're going to look and see and learn how you can walk in love. This is Billy Brim at Prayer Mountain. Shalom, shalom.